Beijing, Italy took out Canada in mixed doubles in extra ends, eliminating Canucks John Morris and Rachel Homan from Olympics. In Sunday's, February 6, round-robin finale, Canmore's Morris and Bowman's Homan fought for survival in Beijing, but were edged out 8-7 by millimeters in a game that came down to Canada's final stone in the ninth end. As a result, Sweden advances to the playoffs with Italy, Norway and Great Britain. The Swedes, 5-4, held the tiebreaker after defeating Canada, who was the 2018 Pyeongchang gold medalist team. The Italians drew first blood against Canada, going up 1 point after the first end. Italy's Stefania Constantini was the top-ranked female shooter in Beijing heading into the game against Canada. Canada answered in the second, adding a pair in the second end. Then Morris and Homan got a force in the third and the game was 2-2 through three. In the fourth end, Italy picked up a steal and added a deuce onto its lead, but Canada got two back in the fifth to tie things up at four. After Italy went up 5-4 in the sixth end, Canada went on the power play in hopes for multiple points in the seventh. And it was a big end for Canada, scoring three and going up 7-5 into the eighth end. The Italians used their power play, but there was a huge error from Amos Monsaner when he rushed a shot and set up a triple takeout for Morris. Canada couldn't capitalize on the mistake and Italy tied things up to send the high-stakes game to an extra end. After the eighth, Morris said, "We knew it wasn't going to be easy," to Homan. Canada had the hammer in the ninth and it came down to two shots from Constantini and Homan. Constantini's perfectly placed stone forced Homan to land one on the open button, but it was off by millimeters. The measuring stick was pulled for an even more dramatic finish, and needed two measures, which showed Italy's rock barely edging out Canada's. The four-team playoffs start Monday, February 7, at 5 a.m. The bronze medal game is also Monday at 11 p.m. The gold medal game is Tuesday, February 8, at 5 a.m. All times MST.